Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Sounds of Faith. We thank you for tuning us in today here on this good radio station. Wherever you're listening from today, we greet you. You may be listening up in Asheville area, the Black Mountain area, WKJV or WKJW, or you may be out in the Gospel Boys of the Carolina Foothills there in WWL out of Forest City, North Carolina. Maybe on the Just Jesus app at 4 o'clock. I had a preacher call me from Rocky Mount, Virginia, and says he hears us, listens to us every time he gets a chance, and he listens on the Just Jesus radio app because he can't pick up the signal from the radio station. Of course, I told him he could probably get it on the internet as well, and he listens quite regularly. Brother Eddie Hawks, amen, a preacher out of our church here, pastors the Woodlawn Baptist Church there in Rocky Mountain. Lord willing, the reason he called me is I'm trying to find a Sunday where I can go up and preach for him there, him and his good people. But he's listening on the Just Jesus radio, wherever and however you're hearing the broadcast today. I just want to say thank you for doing so, because we are excited about you being with us today. And here's a good number from the choir to get us all started off today. Here's a good one out of the old red book. I've never been sorry. Sorry. Oh, I tell you, I've met some people that were sorry that they bought a certain brand of car. I've heard people say that they bought the wrong house. I've heard people say they even thought they married the wrong man. But you know what? I've never, ever met anyone that was sorry that they got saved. I met some people that were sorry they didn't get saved sooner. And I tell you, that's a good old song from out of the old Red Book from the adult choir, doing a great job as they always do. If you like good choir singing like that, they start off the services every Sunday morning, every Sunday night here at Faith, and we'd love to have you come and visit with us. And in the service, now tomorrow night we'll have prayer meeting. The choir won't be singing tomorrow night, but we will have some singing and a practical message from God's Word. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us at 7 o'clock for prayer meeting night, or maybe on the Lord's Day. You will hear good choir singing on the Lord's Day. 10 o'clock begins Sunday school time for us here at Faith, and also 10 o'clock worship, and not 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock for Sunday school, 11 o'clock is worship. 10 Sunday school, 11 worship, 6 o'clock in the p.m. service. We'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. You think, as many times I've said that on the broadcast, that I would know it by heart by now, which I do, but we're always, you know, we're not perfect. Amen. We're human. Amen. And sometimes my mouth gets ahead of my brain. I know y'all probably don't never have that problem, but I do occasionally. And what we'd love to have you come and visit with any of these services we've given you. We're located 5 miles south of Shelby, down 18 south, at the intersection of Highway 180, only 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. Amen. Come on by and pay us a visit. Amen. Well, we're going to hear one from Brother Gerald Humphreys today from his CD. Amen. Of course, he's in heaven, and he's doing exactly what this song says about, and he talks about touring that city.
There's a land beyond the river that they call the sweet forever, and we'll only reach that shore by faith. One by one we'll gain the portal there to dwell with sweet immortal. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Our days shall know their number, and in death we sweetly slumber. When the King commands the Spirit to be free, nevermore with anguish laden, we shall reach that love. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's the glory, hallelujah, that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's the glory hallelujah jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me. When they ring those golden bells for you and me.
Amen. When they ring those golden bells, well, they're in heaven, amen, praise God, and I believe that, amen, but we'll hear that touring that city, and we'll hear it later on in the week. I think tomorrow we'll hear that one, amen, from Brother Humphreys. But today, right now, let's see what our truth for today has for us, and we'll take it out of the book of the Isaiah by Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 22. The Bible says, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Praise the Lord. That's all I can say right there is praise the Lord. You know, a God who will do all that, he's certainly worthy of our attention and our allegiance forever. Don't you agree? Now, whatever the problem, he is the answer. A God like that is worthy to be praised. Amen. Isn't that true? Praise God. Amen. We serve a great and wonderful Lord. Amen. It's about time to pray. We invite you to join us for a season of prayer. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you today for the goodness of God. Thank you for your mercy. We pray, God, that you'd forgive us of our sins. Thank you for the blessing that you've given to us. God, you've been really good to us, and we're thankful for all that you've done and for who you are. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I give you glory because you are a God worthy of all praise. Now, Lord, thank you again. But Lord, there are some things on our heart and mind today that we'd like to not make known to you because you already know them, Lord, but you do know what they are. God, you know how they burden us at times, and I'm sure that those that are listening to the sound of my voice today are praying just probably a very similar prayer. No doubt they have issues. Maybe physical, maybe domestic, maybe social, maybe financial, maybe physical, maybe even spiritual. Those are the most critical needs, is spiritual needs. Touch every one of them, Lord. Do that which is in thy will to do. We do not pray. We try our best not to pray amiss today. But we pray in the will of God, that the will of God be done today here on earth as it is there in heaven. Let it be so, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen. Thank you again so much for joining us today, and thank you for praying with us and maybe even praying for us today here on the Sounds of Faith. We thank you so very much. And right now we're going to hear another one from the trio, the men's trio. We heard from them yesterday, and they're going to sing The Prodigal Son. Amen. A little bit late start on this recording, but I believe you'll get the message nonetheless. Amen.
Darkness
in my life for a world of good time. No peace in my heart that I ever could find. And I got so tired feeding after the swine. So I believe I'll go home and eat with the Father. I wandered from Jesus, but the good shepherd saw through the heat and the cold, the 99 he left in the fold, just to find this lost sheep that was hungry and I believe I'll go home and eat with the Father. The table is spread and they're waiting for me. I can see the Father coming out to greet me. Lord, I'm willing to be.
Lord, I'm willing.
Father, coming out to greet me. Lord, I'm willing to be.
I'm willing to be.
Just a servant for thee.
Servant for thee.
Amen. The prodigal son there from the men's trio singing for you today. Well, we're going to finish out the music with a good song from the Gospel Hymn Boys, a song that Brother Danny Owens wrote, my dad's brother, Brother Gene's brother, that sing on the Gospel Hymn Boys music. And Brother Danny's in heaven now, and but he wrote this song years before he passed, and a beautiful song that he's enjoying today. Maybe not enjoying this song, but he's enjoying the reality of this song. This song simply says, "Welcome home."
Well, I can hear heaven's bells ringing in glory land. I can hear the angels singing hallelujah, and I see Jesus standing at the gates of pearl, gates of pearl. It's welcome home,
it's welcome home,
son, welcome home. Now there's no more sickness, no more blinded eyes, no more crippled feet, Lord, no tears to cry, and it's been passed away, it's all eternal life. It's welcome home, son, welcome home, for I can hear heaven's bells ringing in. I see Jesus standing at the gates of pearl gates.
welcome home.
It's welcome home,
son, welcome home.
Be welcome home for all of us one of these days, and boy, it'll be a blessing, blessed day. Amen. Well, the Word of God in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 10. Again today, we'll read this one verse. Paul says, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. This verse here teaches me that God has a way of meeting our needs. And I told you on yesterday, we was going to give you three things this week that I believe are resources that we can draw our contentment from. I want to say today, I want you to notice the overruling providence of God. Now, what is the providence of God? We sometimes refer to the providential will of God. That's when God has another plan in mind, you know, for our life. You know, there's things that we might want to do, but in God's providence, he makes things happen another way. And, you know, in this day of, you know, scientific achievement, and, you know, we hear less and less about the providence of God because we have gotten to the idea that we think we can plan everything out and everything's going to fit very nicely in a little box of whatever. But the Word of God clearly teaches the providentially workings of God, not just in nature, but in the lives of his people. Now, take the word providence in its meaning. It comes from two Latin words, and those words are pro, which means before, and then it's spelled like our word video, but it may not be pronounced that, but we'll say video here, which means to see. So God's providence simply means that God sees to it beforehand. Now, it goes farther than just God knowing what's going to happen, which we believe he does that in his omniscience. Certainly, we believe that. But it's not just God knowing what's going to happen, but God making things happen. You see, we cannot comprehend this, but God is everywhere. That means he's back there in yesterday. He's here today, but he's already in tomorrow and next week. He's planning, setting the stage, scouting the trail for his people who are living in the will of God. not just that he knows beforehand, but he also goes ahead, working in advance to arrange circumstances and situations for the fulfilling of his purposes. Now, listen to me very carefully. This may not be the platform for this today, but I want to say this, that God certainly knows everything. I don't think there's anybody that would debate that. If you know the Lord, you know that he is omniscient. God is omniscient. He's an omniscient God, knowing all things. I don't think there's any debate among God's people that he is omnipotent, meaning he has all power. He can do whatever he wants to do, right? He's strong enough. He's big enough. He's smart enough, okay? And we believe that he's omnipresent, meaning he's everywhere. Okay, I do not want to confuse you, but think of it like this. Don't you know that God knows everybody in the future or today that's going to ever accept his son, or those who's going to reject his son? Don't you know that God knows that? Certainly he knows that. Now, did he predetermine that? No. That's hyper-Calvinism. God did not predetermine anyone to go to heaven or to go to hell. It's the will of the Father that all men come to repentance. That's not what we're saying. But I do believe that God knows those who are going to get saved. Now listen to me very carefully. Here's a statement that I may should not say because it may be confusing. But listen to it very carefully. If God knows, God knew when Christ was on the cross. We sing the song, he was on his, we were on his mind when he was on the cross, okay? God knew in his omniscience that on September the 10th, 1977, a 13-year-old boy was going to kneel at an altar at Good News Baptist Church in Monroe, North Carolina, and ask to be saved, and ask God to save him. God knew that. He knew that I was going to get saved. So, in his providential will, he provided his sacrifice of his son 2,000 plus years ago. See, when he died then, he was dying for me in the future. So in retrospect, he was already in the future planning what he was going to do for me. And I just believe that if God knows you're going to get saved, you'll get saved. You will. Now that doesn't eliminate us from being good stewards or being witnesses. But I'm glad that God maneuvered some things around to get me in a place where I could hear his voice speak to my heart. You follow me? I don't want to misunderstand. I don't want to get any hate mail because I'm not. There's not a Calvinistic bone in my mind and my body, but I do believe this. I do believe in the providential will of God. And I do believe God's providence. I do believe God makes things happen for our good and for his glory. Think of it like this. I'll close with this. Life is not, it is not a series of accidents. Life is a series of appointments. The psalmist said, I will guide thee with mine eye. He told Abraham. He called Abraham out, and Abraham called God Jehovah Jireh, meaning God will see to it. He put up with his own sheep. Oh, listen to me. God is a God of providence. He goes ahead and he scouts the trail.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.